We're working in partnership with the county commissioners on what they call this TLCI grant, which is through NOACA, which is the Transportation for Livable Communities Initiative. And it's about connectivity and alternative transportation. So that's the lakefront communities. That's Avon Lake, Sheffield Lake, City of Lorain, City of Vermilion. So we're in collaboration with them to develop a trail system connectivity taking advantage of Lake Erie. Then we're in conjunction with the health district, who's got a very large grant through the Ohio Department of Health. They've got connectivity projects going forward, and we're really looking to partnering with them, and Tony mentioned it today, on May the 11th, Thursday, May 11th, we are organizing, it's a summit forum countywide to talk about connectivity and getting communities to engage and partner and getting trails connected, walks connected, safe routes to schools, etc. So these are several different initiatives that we're working towards to bring total connectivity and collaboration throughout the county.
When you look at the one along the lakeshore, yes, would that be alongside the roadway? Would it be separate trails? How do you look at that?
Well, frankly, we're very early in. I mean, as it stands right now, Avon Lake, Sheffield Lake, and Vermilion all have, you know, along the roadway. They've got the paint striped currently along the road. Lorain, I just actually found out this morning from the City of Lorain's engineering department, they're moving forward with another bid package. They're doing some work through Lorain on Erie Avenue, US 6, and they've now determined that they're going to get some striping and bike lanes along US 6 as well. So that's exciting. So all four of those communities along Lakefront will have that. As we're getting into this study with the consultant, the county engineers has the lead on this project. They were the signatory with NOACA. We should be getting a contract back, I'm hearing, any day now. That's with the consultant, and that's then to start to identify other opportunities to get this thing up closer to the lake. But at this point, Craig, we're very early in the planning stages with that. But we'd love, and that's a very large part of this, is getting people not just to the lake, getting to travel along the lake, and then to take advantage of opportunities to get up and actually almost touch the lake.
Construction is underway on Cascade Park.
Yes.
Can you give us an update where things are and where they're going and how long it'll take to get there?
Oh, goodness. So we've got what we're calling basically our early site package. So we had a contractor go in, and he had to do, it's a lot of utility, so we had to do some vegetation removal, and they're doing a lot of utility work. There's some big underground water mains, so we're working with the City of Elyria to kind of take advantage of why we have things basically tore up, because we don't want to build a park and then have them come back shortly and tear up to get to a 20-inch water main that's been leaking for a number of years, apparently. So we're redoing the utilities. It's a lot of grading, and then this will lead to a new grand entrance off of West River into the park near the sledding hill. So we're underway. They're moving a lot of dirt. They're doing a lot of utility work right now. We should be hitting the streets here within a week or two for the next bid package, which is the actual development package. That'll include a new playground that's actually major sponsored by the Elyria Rotary as their 100th anniversary legacy gift. So it'll be an all-inclusive playground, new restrooms, it goes on here. There'd be shelters. We're master planning in for an amphitheater. The mayor wants to help kind of undertake that role and responsibility, so that hopefully will come at a later date. So in terms of timing, it'll be through all of 17 and a good chunk of 18. It's going to be closed down because it's just going to be heavy construction. All new vegetation, a lot of native planting, a lot of plant stabilization to control when the Black does flood. We're in the floodplain, so we're going to get everything stabilized out. And I said it'll probably be about an 18-month process, but it's going to be an amazing park when we're done with it.
One final, what's going on with the park planned for Avon off Schwartz?
So the Jay Cox and Riegelsberger? That's the wetland.
Yeah.
So that is, we acquired that parcel from the City of Avon. That's going to be a major stream restoration. French Creek passes right through it, so we're going to be doing some stream restoration where streams historically had come into the park. We're going to basically reclaim those. That's going to have a significant impact on a lot of stormwater management and flooding in that area, because we're taking it out of the storm sewers and re-channelizing it or reclaiming it back into the stream, a natural stream into French Creek. It'll be wetlands, it'll be stormwater quality, stormwater habitat for aquatic, you know, life. We should see a lot of birds coming through there from Lake Erie down to Sandy Ridge and in North Ridgeville. There'll be a deep water habitat, which lends itself well to fishing, trail system, bridges. That will connect up to the City of Avon's soccer fields on Jay Cox. Eventually, over the next several years, then we want to take that trail north and connect it to our Miller Nature Preserve. And then again, in collaboration with the city, find a way to get that connected up north, up 83, to their rec complex up on 254 near 83. So we should see a lot of earth being moved on that site of Regalsburg and Jay Cox within March, April, we're hoping. A lot of soil is going to come out of there to create this capacity and restore those streams there.
Okay. And anything else?
How much time do you have? We're moving forward with the next phase of that trail we have connecting Beaver Creek, Amherst Beaver Creek, to our Mercy Health and Rec Center and Holstein Reservation. We have the first piece done, so those two facilities are connected. We are now moving forward with a May and June, another bid package to extend that trail north and basically reconnect to Beaver Creek into the City of Lorain. So that's underway. We've got all the trails in Lorain along Colorado Avenue, or the Black River Trail extension, which connects up with the Steel Mill Trail. We're building the next phases that basically duck in into the old Cromwell site up along Colorado, having that reemerge. I was just notified earlier this week that NOAACA is going to consider our next phase of the grant to then take that trail and connect it straight up into the lake, right to the Spitzer Marina, Jackalope area. So that'll be a few years away, but I got very positive news that NOAACA was excited about reviewing our grant application. So we're hoping by 19 or so we'll be under construction and have a full lake through the entire county out into Huron County with that trail. So we've got our barn project out in Oberlin. We worked a deal with the college, took an old barn that they had no use for. We moved it. We're reconstructing in Oberlin at 20 and 58. We're getting ready for that probably in the fall into the winter months to create some performing space, some gathering space, programming. You know, it'll be available for activities, corporate events, wedding showers. But again, and we're really looking, we're striking relationships with the Oberlin Conservatory. You know, they've got their new club in Oberlin Inn, which is neat, but they're excited about getting students and performers into this barn atmosphere. We've struck up relationships with Cleveland Institute of Music to bring some of their students out. So, like I said, if you get another 3 hours, we could talk, Craig, but we're going gangbusters. We've got a great staff who are excited. Miller Nature Preserve has been basically repurposed into the Orchid Room. We have a new caterer who's doing wedding and special events. It's allowing us to do more programming within the space. So we're going gangbusters and having a great time doing it.